Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Henry Walker, and Ellie MacArthur. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Four Queen's students have launched a mental health tool designed just for students. CEDL.ca is a free, verified directory of supports for university campuses across the country. I sat down with the team to learn how it all started, what they discovered, and their hopes for the future.
My name is Yohanathan Chakargi. I am a second year in health sciences, and I'm responsible for the technology aspect within CEDL.
My name is Tobori Akpoyebe. I'm also in second year of health science. I am responsible for marketing.
My name is William Wu. I'm also in second year health sciences, and my role is financially planning the events at CEDL.
My name is Sharman Dabidian. I'm in second year of health sciences, and my role is with the operations of CEDL.
The idea for CEDL began in their first year at Queen's, when the group noticed the struggle that comes with navigating university life and mental health.
Essentially, last year, we all started university, and so we recognized that that was kind of like a time where we had a bunch of new experiences, whether that be through meeting different peoples, different clubs. And so there's a lot of strain. A lot of the time you can get so immersed within like all the different learnings that you do, and you can kind of put your mental health on a back burner. And so we started talking a little bit and we recognized it's much, much more common than you'd expect. And so we really wanted to do something about that. And that's where CEDL came from. We really thought, okay, if this is such a recurring problem, how can we make mental health resources more accessible to everybody, especially within the university context?
Each founder took on a role and built a platform that filters resources by category, identity-affirming supports, and more.
The first thing we thought about is making a directory. So essentially, having a place where you'd be able to really see all these resources, especially because you can more so grasp, okay, is there a disparity within this community? Like, can we address that as well? Beyond that, we started thinking, okay, how do we filter out these resources? So whether it's like a BIPOC resource or LGBTQ plus IA, or whether that be a specific type of support, crisis line, community counseling, we thought about filtering as well.
We have various different categories of resources on our website. We have like online resources and in-person resources. And the way that our website really works is that we have specific campuses across Canada the students can choose from, for example, Queen's University. And based off of that campus, there's different resources around them that they can have access to and that they will see. And if it's like an in-person resource, we have a feature where it says like how many kilometers that campus is away from that resource. We provide various different types of categories throughout our depository so that students can really go through these categories and pick a resource that's more tailored and catered towards their mental health needs.
The team says that students are uniquely vulnerable because of factors like workload and change in environment.
I think especially for students, we're always in such a busy time of our lives, whether it's clubs, making new friends, schoolwork, classes. It's always super busy and people really just put their mental health in the back of their mind. They don't really focus on it. They're just too busy with their work, with their life. Yes, we do all this work as students. Yes, we're so busy, but we also need to be happy with our lives. We need to make sure that we're doing something that we are happy with. And that's why mental health is so important, just to make sure that you are not only being successful, but also that you are happy with the state of life that you have.
The team also pointed to the stigma that comes with discussing mental health and the role of education and institutions in addressing this.
I think a big thing, a lot of the time there is this sort of stigma that's associated with mental health. Somebody could be perceived as weak in that regard because they are looking for that mental health. I think education plays such a fundamental role when it comes to that seeking of support. I think making different awareness campaigns and really just showing that, hey, this is an acceptable thing. You should be reaching out to support because, as Sharman mentioned, success that's a part of your success in life. It's your whole quality of life is based on the way that you sort of see these things, and having that background and that level of support is so necessary. So I would definitely say when it comes to universities and campuses, more so making it more accessible and more known that, hey, this is totally an option and there's no stigma associated with it.
I was also going to say that's why CETL is so important in that manner in regards, because we provide that resource that universities can go ahead and share. It's really hard to gather these different resources and put them together in a depository, but we've already done that and provided it for the general population. So universities can then use CETL to kind of help educate others also about the different mental health support systems and resources that exist throughout Canada.
While mapping resources across the country, the team uncovered some gaps, especially in Northern and Indigenous communities.
I think there's a diverse variety of resources available for many like students in universities, such as like in Ontario and like British Columbia, for example. But like other provinces and territories, especially the Northern territories, there's a huge like disparity in the resources that they have available. There is not many like helplines. There's not many like community counseling resources. And it's very, very sad that there are these disparities, because especially in the like Northern territories, these communities themselves are highly populated with Indigenous peoples. And it's very unfortunate that these communities are lacking these important mental health services and needs. And that's some disparity that we've realized that exists. And that's something we also want to address.
Moving forward, using their database, the team wants to work with universities and governments to fill these gaps and improve access to mental health resources nationwide.
One thing that we've realized is by kind of making a list of like resources, we can also figure out what's missing from these communities. If we have XYZ resources in this community, we also know, oh, we're missing this resource. So by figuring out these disparities, we can kind of do a study and see, oh, these different university campuses, these different cities are missing these resources. So we should be collaborating with the government, collaborating with these universities so that we can expand and make sure that these missing resources are filled in so that all students have access to all different types of resources for their mental health needs. And an example of this is like Indigenous specific resources. There are some universities that are lacking these resources. So a next step would be to reach out to these universities and say, oh, your city is lacking like Indigenous specific resources for mental health. We need to do something about this. This is a huge problem. And how can we go forward? So that's kind of the next step and next kind of vision that we have with CETL and what we plan on doing in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I think something that's important is we are trying to build that trust and that rapport with a bunch of different universities and students, because I think something that's super important is knowing that these resources are ethical and verified, and they're very accurate to these different needs. So I think, yeah, something we do want to work on in the future as well is more so building that rapport, expanding on it.
In response to feedback from students, the CETL team is also looking into adding OHIP and UHIP coverage information to make costs clearer. Once again, CETL.ca is free, no login, and already being used on multiple campuses. The team hopes it becomes a trusted tool and a catalyst for change in student mental health support. For more information, you can visit CETL.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.
Thank you, Chris. This is Henry bringing you your Queen's Campus News here on CFRC's Campus Beat. As exam season gets underway, Queen's services have shifted into winter term support mode. Academic advising offices have expanded, drop-in hours, and many departments are running extra review sessions and peer-assisted study groups. The Writing Center has increased appointment slots and launched short workshops on revision strategies, citation cleanup, and time management planning. On the wellness side, Student Wellness Services is offering quick access counseling options, brief mindfulness sessions, and extended hours for students managing increased stress. Peer support groups through the AMS and faculty societies have also seen higher turnout, especially among first-year students navigating their first December at Queen's. Meanwhile, campus spaces like Stauffer Library, the Arc, and Mitchell Hall are operating with extended hours to accommodate late-night studying. Queen's Security has also encouraged students to use the Buddy system and the Campus Safety app during the darker winter evenings. It's a time for pressure, but also community, with students helping each other wrap up the semester before everyone heads into the holiday break. For those students still in Kingston, whether that you're on campus, off campus, or just like to wander around downtown, Downtown Kingston is beginning its slate of December programming, from small business pop-ups to the early holiday market at Springer Market Square. Many Queen's students take part as vendors, musicians, and volunteers, contributing to the seasonal atmosphere. City organizers say participation from the student population helps support local businesses during one of the busiest times of year, and strengthens the relationship between the university and the surrounding community. So with that said, any Queen's students still in town, make sure you pop by downtown to engage in some of the holiday events. Queen's researchers at the Robora Lab, part of the Ingenuity Labs Research Institute, are breaking new ground with autonomous drone built to operate in extreme northern conditions. Their work, developed over the past several years, focuses on designing unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, capable of surviving harsh Arctic conditions, including unpredictable weather, limited GPS reliability, and long-range missions. The project aims to create drones that can land on floating charging platforms at sea, allowing long-duration surveillance, environmental monitoring, and search and rescue operations in remote regions. The underlying research addresses real-world challenges of navigation, energy efficiency, and reliable autonomous control, pushing forward both national-scale applications and academic innovation at Queen's. For Queen's students and the Kingston community, this work highlights how campus labs are contributing to projects with impacts across Canada, sometimes literally from Kingston to the Arctic. It shows that Queen's isn't just focused on classroom learning, but it's actively contributing to cutting-edge research with national relevance. For students interested in engineering, robotics, environmental science, or security studies, this kind of project offers a glimpse of the type of real-world, high-stakes work happening right now on campus. I've been Henry with your Queen's Campus News here on CFRC 101.9's Queen's Campus Beat. Thank you for listening.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, December 10th, we could see another 5 to 10 centimeters of wet snow with cool, breezy conditions, so still too early to tell definitively, but there could be a tri-board snow day watch in effect, if not on Tuesday, then certainly Wednesday morning. Thursday, December 11th, daytime high of minus 5, feeling closer to minus 8. Friday, December 12th, another minus 5 day, but about 4 degrees colder with an overnight low of minus 12. Saturday, December 13th, daytime high of minus 5, overnight low of minus 8. However, with the wind chill, it will feel closer to minus 12. Sunday, December 14th, daytime high of minus 4, overnight low of minus 10. And then kicking off next week, Monday, December 15th, daytime high of minus 5 with an overnight low of minus 13. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Reminder that winter parking restrictions are in place as of December 1st. During December and March, overnight street parking will be banned only if the weather conditions require it. During January and February, overnight on-street parking is not permitted, no matter the weather conditions. With construction season winding down, there are fewer road closures than you would typically expect. Here are three relevant road closures in the Kingston area. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Albert Street, Princess 2 Mac is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. And Berry Street, Queen 2 Colborne is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Here are some other delays to be aware of. Bayridge Drive, Milford to Henderson. Expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure and intersection upgrades. Catwoods Drive, Centennial to Gardeners. Expect delays for the construction of a new multi-use pathway. Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club. Expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Please be aware of lane shifts, traffic speed limits, and share the lane signage. Victoria Street and Earl Street. Expect delays while a contractor mobilizes the site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main, sidewalks, and road.
Hey, how's it going? You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Ellie MacArthur, an intern from the Queen's Department of History. This is your concerts calendar for the week of December 8th to 14th, so let's see what's happening across Kingston. Starting off the week with some cozy sounds on Monday, December 8th, catch the Natalie and Dave Jazz Duo with classic jazz at the RCHA starting at 4:30 p.m. This is a perfect place to wind down after a chilly December Monday. Kentucky plays at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. And to close out Monday, live jazz at Musiki starts at 8 p.m. This is always a lovely, intimate atmosphere. The energy picks up on Tuesday with Tom's Tuesday Afternoon Happy Hour Jam at the RCHA from 4 to 7 p.m. As well, there's Tegan McLaren at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. with some country folk storytelling. And if you've got something to share, the open mic with Carrick McAllister is at Jersey Sports Bar starting at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, starting off with some country, it's Dallas Smith at the Kingston Grand Theater starting at 7:30 p.m. Wings and Tunes open mic is at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. Quentin Cautry brings acoustic originals to the Bank Gastro Bar starting at 5:30 p.m. It's Kingston's favorite, Christopher Jackson. He's playing at the Creekside Bar at 6 p.m. Finally, on Wednesday, over on Wolf Island, it's DJ Great White at Hotel Wolf Island from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by their open mic starting at 7:30. Even with a little chill in the air and snow on the ground, it's never been a better time to catch the ferry. Quite the lineup on Thursday, December 11th. Indie folk powerhouse Isanabi performs at the Broom Factory starting at 7:30 p.m. Jeff Dunn is at the RCHA starting at 7 p.m. Blues at the Cove with Monkey Junk is at the Cove Inn from 7 to 11 p.m. This is a well-respected Canadian blues trio and a must-see. There's lots more on Thursday with Vivian Wilder at the Toucan starting at 9:30 p.m. The Codas at Northside starting at 7:30 p.m. Donnie Cooper at the Creekside Bar at 6 p.m. Scott Owen at the Merchant starting at 9:30 p.m. and John McClurg at Timeout Bar at 4 p.m., followed by Ted Landlone at 7. Lots of special shows for the holiday season this weekend. On Friday, starting at 4 p.m., it's TGIF Happy Hour at the RCHA, always a familiar place to ease into the weekend. And stick around because the Big Fat Horn Band Christmas show is from 8 to 11 p.m., also at the RCHA. If you're looking for a cozy dinner on a cold December evening at the Cove Inn, it's Mikhail Laxton at 6 p.m. He has soulful vocals and warm acoustics, so a perfect night is coming your way. If you've got some more energy and you're looking for a bit of an adventure, head over to Wolf Island for Dumai Denai at Hotel Wolf Island starting at 6:30 p.m. This is Balkan-inspired folk punk. It's sure to be a good time and a good story. Triple bill at the Mansion on Friday with Wine Lips, The Strange Happenings, and The Mature Themes. Expect fast tempos, garage rock, and punk. Doors are at 7:30 p.m. The Bella Voca Chorus performs a holiday choral at the Spire starting at 7 p.m. And at Musiki at 8 p.m., Hollow Body brings mellow indie folk while at Overtime Sports Bar. It's Drop Zone at 8 p.m., which is a live mix of hip-hop and house. So put on your boogie shoes and get into a groove. To close out Friday, Trevor Walsh starts the night early at Timeout Bar from 4 to 6:30, followed by the Trevor Walsh Band at 7 p.m., and Bon Evans takes Tiernan Og at 9 p.m. Finally, if you're craving something nostalgic, Drink 182 hits the Toucan at 10:30 p.m. On Saturday, there's something for everyone. Starting off on the heavier side, metal lovers are going to love the Broom Factory lineup. Starting at 7:30 p.m., it's Bat Sabbath, Slip Tomb, and Piss Fits. At the RCHA, it's the Big Fat Horn Band Christmas show again at 8 p.m., another guaranteed party, especially if you missed out on Friday's performance. At the Cove Inn, it's Young Petty Stones, but it's not just any show. This is their holiday rock show at 7 p.m., so think classic rock with a festive flair. To close out the week on Sunday, Garnet Rogers is at the Broom Factory at 3 p.m., and it's the 10th annual holiday show with Arabesque Academy of Dance at Kingston Grand Theater starting at 2 p.m. If you have a concert you'd like to add to our online or on-air calendar, reach out at cfrc.ca or through the link tree in our Instagram at cfrcmusic. Hey, this is Ellie MacArthur, an intern from the Queen's Department of History, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your events calendar for December 8th through 14th. Whether you're looking for some holiday fun, trivia, or karaoke, Kingston is buzzing with events this week, so let's take a look. On Monday, we start the week with a holiday classic. Ballet Jorgens, The Nutcracker, is at Kingston Grand Theater starting at 6:30 p.m. And as always, trivia at Brass Pub starts at 7:45 p.m. So grab a drink and test your knowledge. And also trivia at Something in the Water Brewing starts at 8 p.m. A cozy atmosphere with great local beer and lots of laughs. On Tuesday, it's time for some holiday shopping at the Kingston Public Market at Springer Market Square from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This production is known for its Canadian twist, so if you missed it on Monday, catch The Nutcracker again by Ballet Jorgen at Kingston Grand Theater starting at 6:30 p.m. The Community Song Circle at Kingston Community House runs from 6 to 8 p.m. Indigenous Drumming at Trellis HIV and Community Care is at 1 p.m. And Euchre at Daft Brewing starts at 7 p.m. As well, Jack's Tuesday Night Trivia is also at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, December 10th, Christmas at the Movies is presented by Frontenac Community Concert Band at the Spire starting at 7 p.m. And at the Broom Factory, it's the Broom Closet Burlesque and Cabaret Show starting at 7:30 p.m. This is sure to be a glamorous, high-energy night, but if you're looking for something on the more chill side, Trivia at Daft Brewing is at 7 p.m., Trivia at Wild Wing, 7:30. And of course, every Wednesday, the Karaoke Trifecta, Karaoke at Jersey Sports Bar at 7, Karaoke at Time Out Bar at 8, and Karaoke at the Mansion at 9 p.m. Another triple threat, this time it's trivia on Thursday with Riverhead Brewing starting at 7 p.m., the Grad Club starts at 8, and Queen's Pub at 9 p.m. Also on Thursday, it's Drag Bingo at Daft Brewing starting at 7 p.m. And if you just couldn't get enough of Wednesday night karaoke, why not make it Thursday night karaoke with karaoke at Tiernan Og starting at 9 p.m. Kingston Public Market in Springer Market Square runs again from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Thursday. And on Friday, the Aline Ballerina Nutcracker Ballet takes the stage at Kingston Grand Theater at 5:30 p.m. This is a family-friendly adaptation and is sure to be a lovely early evening show. Starting off strong on Saturday, it's the Kingston Public Market in Springer Market Square again from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a perfect time to browse for festive goods or a sweet treat to just take the bite off that cold weather. From 1 to 4 p.m., it's an afternoon in Paris with French wines, hors d'oeuvres, pastries, and vendors at St. George's Cathedral. Who wouldn't want a small taste of Europe right in downtown Kingston, especially in the cold winter months? And on Saturday, a great activity for the little ones. Families will love All Aboard the Dino Train at the Pump House Museum from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is an interactive event combining trains, dinosaurs, and hands-on learning. And if you're planning on staying out late on Saturday, it's karaoke at Time Out Bar starting at 9 p.m. Finally, on Sunday, December 14th, we are closing out the weekend with some chill karaoke. Karaoke night at The Merchant begins at 8 p.m. This is a lively night with regulars in the weekend crowd, and if you're still in the mood to perform, karaoke at the Toucan is one of the city's most iconic late-night scenes. This starts at 10:30 p.m., so warm up those vocal cords. Thanks so much for joining me this week. As always, if you have an event that you'd like to add to our online or on-air events calendar, feel free to reach out today via cfrc.ca or using the link tree in our bio on our Instagram at cfrcmusic. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.